In an era dominated by digital connections and social media platforms, the decision to live without Facebook, Meta, is similar to stepping off the well-trodden path into uncharted territory. For media entities such as The Peak, not having a Facebook presence was not a choice. The decision was made for us and other outlets. Meta began blocking news on its platforms in Canada last August in response to the federal government's Online News Act, Bill C-18. But we're still here, connecting with readers in print, at prpeak.com, and through other social media sites. As Canadians increasingly grapple with implications of their online presence, a growing number are choosing to reclaim their lives from the clutches of the blue giant, which continues to generate incredible amounts of revenue in our country without paying anything back in the way of support. Life without Facebook is not a retreat into isolation, it's a deliberate choice to foster more meaningful connections and genuine relationships. In a country as vast and diverse as Canada, the importance of face-to-face interactions cannot be overstated. By liberating ourselves from the virtual constraints of Facebook, we open the door to a richer tapestry of human connections that transcend the confines of a screen. One of the most profound advantages of relinquishing Facebook is the liberation from the barrage of opinions, many of which can be unfounded and insulting. In an era where information overload is the norm, we can find a sense of serenity when disconnected from the relentless stream of updates and notifications. This newfound mental space allows individuals to engage more deeply with the world around them, fostering genuine curiosity and critical thinking. While the decision to live without Facebook may seem radical to some, it represents a conscious effort to reclaim agency over our lives and relationships, not to mention the advertising dollars collected by Meta that only serve to line shareholders' pockets. In forging ahead free of Facebook, The Peak is continuing to create connections with readers and businesses in our little part of the world. We're not missing Facebook. Can you live without it? Join The Peak's email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.